Hello and welcome to Larry39's podcast. Don't forget to email me at Larry39@podomatic.com if you have any ideas for the show, comments, or anything else. This email address will soon change to a Gmail account because I'm starting not to like Podomatic's email service. But for now, keep on sending it to Larry39@podomatic.com. Now for Tech Talk. Here's a fun fact. On February 14th, more than 100 years ago, Alexander Graham Bell filed a patent for the telephone. Just woman's best friend. Okay, now for more Tech Talk. Office 2007 is due in 2009. Well, a new one for Windows. A new one for Macintosh is due in 2008. That will be compatible with Office 2007 file formats. Y2K returns. Since Congress passed a bill which makes daytime savings start a couple weeks before normal, any device created before 2006 probably doesn't have this code that tells it to go an hour before or behind on this date. But now you have to do it a couple weeks before. I know this may sound confusing, but in simple words, if you bought a device before the year 2006, you should update the time automatically, and programs such as Office and other programs that were made before 2006 should be updated, and they should have a patch on the website that owns the program. If there isn't one, then your thing may be a little out of whack. Plus, watch out, airports might also be a little out of whack. But don't worry, this is not exactly Y2K. Although you could build a bomb shelter, and remember those good old times. Okay, Windows Mobile 6 was launched this week at the 3GSM Congress in Barcelona, Spain. Kind of funny, 3GSM Congress reminds me of our Congress in here in America. You know, yeah. See, I'm losing it. Recently, I didn't get much of sleep. I was too busy trying to fix my computer. Okay. Today, in Tech Talk, I would like to discuss HD radio and if it's worth it. Personally, I don't think it's worth it. The only difference is that it's bigger, bulgier, and it has two alarms instead of a regular one in a clock radio. Okay, I'm just kidding with that, but it is bigger and bulgier. The only real difference is that it has a bigger or better built-in antenna, and plus you could hook up external antennas, so you can get an overall better signal. What's the point of that? How much does anyone listen to the radio these days? And plus the price is a whopping $200-something. Doesn't sound too promising. I don't recommend it, like I said. If you have any ideas for the show, and if you recommend I should get more sleep at night, email me at Larry39@podomatic.com. Well, thanks. Have a good day.